I tell you something.
Closer.
Yeah, a little bit, closer.
Hi.
Hi.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Don't you ever f*** with me and alcohol. Got it?
Oh, you got a problem with that, nerd? I'll throw a fireball in your face, because I'm a wizard.
So they were able to get him to the hospital in time.
Yes, he's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Nerve.
Oh, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Hey, why can't we be Universe A?
Yeah!
We won the best letter!
We called it first. Besides, this place kind of feels like a B, you know?
You have my sister. If not, would you like a margarita?
When I see freaks in the street, I never, ever stare at them. And yet I'm careful not to look away, see? Because I want to make the freaks feel comfortable.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
You're listening to your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And boy, did I catch hell for that intro last week. Cole said, it doesn't taper. I hate this intro. I got about a 5-minute diatribe on this.
You got about 30 seconds of me saying, I don't like this fucking minutes. Intro.
I love this intro. But anyway, oh my God. So...
That's you guys it. Want? You guys want to try some of this shit?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So it looked when I saw it on the plate, which I didn't know. I didn't notice that you gave all of us something. I was like, oh, Cole's gonna eat ketchup on watermelon.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well that sounds interesting. So what are we eating?
It's watermelon with the tahini seasoning and chamoy sauce.
Yeah.
Chamoy.
Mm-hmm.
Chamoy. Fuck yeah, man. It's good. It's real good. So Cole first had this when we went to San Francisco.
Okay.
And I'm surprised, Cole. Is watermelon good, though?
It's okay. It's not the best watermelon.
No. Watermelon is mealy. I can't do it. The chamoy is awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have your other piece of watermelon that you didn't bite into.
Go for it.
I'm not immediately. It's not the best watermelon, but
I don't normally eat watermelon anyway.
But we got these from these street vendors in San Francisco, and it's like, what's that sauce? Taylor's like, it's chamoy, and I was like, he's making shit up. He doesn't know what the fuck it is.
He's just making up words again.
But then I found some in the grocery store, and I was like, I'm gonna make this shit.
Yeah.
Is chamoy?
So the stuff that Cole got, I'm wondering if yours is like. How it's traditionally made, but Cole paid like how much? Did you say a couple bucks for that little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a whole liter of it at Walmart for like $2, and that's the chamoy that I know. So what it's supposed to be is tamarind.
Mm, okay,
tamarind, chili powder, kind of a gives you that you know that fucking candy that you get. At the like they sell at the Asia market, but you can get it in Mexico and stuff. And you push on it, and it's got this goo that comes out. It's kind of a salty, sweet, sour.
A gusher.
No, it's chamoy, dude. So
its nationality is Mexican.
Yeah. It's okay. Like some kind of fruit pureed sauce.
Yeah,
But
it's good shit.
I don't know. Like, we had it in San Francisco, and I was like, man. I'd really like some of that. And then Taylor told me what it was. And I picked some up when I seen it. I seen some other chamoy made by Tahin, the company Tahin.
Oh, yeah.
At
I thought you were going to say my boy. I found some chamoy made by my boy.
My boy.
Found it at Family Fair, but it cost quite a bit more. And I'm happy with what I got.
It's good. I like it.
It was interesting.
Because you got the sweetness of the watermelon, you got the
saltiness there.
The tahini has it's like a salty lime sort of flavor.
Yeah. And
then that chamoy is kind of a savory sort of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's such a good flavor. I remember as a kid, my cousins would come up and they lived right on the border of Mexico, and they'd always bring us, like, before Flamin' Hot Cheetos were a thing, you know, where you could get them anywhere,
mm-hmm.
we would get our, like, yearly supply from them, because that's where they kind of originated, or not, I guess, not south of the border, but in Texas is where they had this.
Well, I don't know. There is a documentary out about that.
Right, right.
But, I don't know if that's documentary or a biopic. Is
yeah,
that what they
it's a doc.
Let me just say this: they weren't available here, but they were able to bring them up,
and then
they would bring up all kinds of like the chamoy.
Chamoy.
Lucas was another fucking candy that they brought up, and it was like this salt. It was basically margarita salt.
Did you call it Lucas?
Lucas, yeah, yeah. I'll find a picture of it here.
I told you, he just makes up things called Lucas.
Yeah.
Every time he makes shit up, it's called Lucas.
You guys are so dumb.
He says he's got a band member named Lucas. Bunch of bullshit.
There you go.
Remember?
Okay. This is the stuff that they bring up here.
I don't know if I've ever seen it at all.
Yeah, so what it was is essentially, it tastes exactly like tahine. But like with a mango flavor or whatever. I didn't care for this stuff, but Cole, Taylor didn't lie again.
It looks like sugar crystals?
Yeah,
or is
pretty
it salt
much.
Crystals.
I like how it's got the bastard son of Donald and Daffy Duck on the front of it.
Yeah. I remember them in a green container when I was a kid, but I wasn't a fan. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
This is what she brought up, but at that time, that's what was called Lucas, and it was basically. It was fucking stuff you'd rim on the edge of a margarita glass.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently they just eat this down there. Salt and lemon powder.
Yeah, so it's fruit flavored salt.
Yeah, pretty much.
I had bought some candy years ago from Big Lots. Before Big Lots became a predictable store, it was a place that seemed to be closeouts from other stores. You couldn't predict what Big Lots was going to carry because it just seemed like they had all sorts of odd items. Now they're like a department store, and it's always the same crap in there.
Yeah.
And it's not fun anymore.
It was like an awesome kind of ugly box store.
Like
an ugly box store that didn't suck.
Well, that's rude. Have you been in the ugly box yet?
Yeah.
It sucked. He went on a day that he went on like a Tuesday or something, yeah. Like after they got wiped.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I bought some candy, and it would have been like a tamarind goo covered with what I thought was sugar on top, and it was salt.
Ooh.
It was just straight up salt. And I put it in my mouth in the parking lot, and I thought I was going to barf instantly. It was that just
salty.
The salt was so insane. I was like, how can anyone eat this?
Dude.
I spit it out on the ground. My dad did the exact same thing.
And then he hit you because why would you buy
why? It was ridiculous. And I believe it when you say, oh, it's supposed to be a coating for a margarita glass, but they just eat it. And I'm like, what's wrong with these people? How do they live off of all that salt?
What do you mean?
The salt.
These people who eat this crap.
The people are like half fucking cow or half fucking deer that enjoy salt lick, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember one time my uncle picked up a piece of salt lick in the middle of the forest.
Just chowed down.
They started licking it.
Sure.
Like, dude, I am convinced that, like, your family is inbred.
I was like, what are you doing?
Adam's laughing because it's funny. Taylor's laughing because it's true.
Well, yes. I remember going, we were walking through the woods, and there was just this white rock in the middle of the forest floor.
Sure.
I said, what the hell is this? My Uncle Robert picks it up. He's like, oh, that's salt lick. I said, that's what? He's like, you know, like deer or fucking livestock, they lick this.
Yeah.
I said, whatever. He's like, yep, it's salt lick. What the fuck?
What if it was a white dog turd?
That would have been a big white dog turd, man. or a piece of cow.
His uncle still would have just licked it. Like, just out of embarrassment said, yeah, that's salt lick.
You want some?
It's salty. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I have a similar story, because that unlocked a memory of being in like a field with some cattle in it and seeing
assault. Like where this is
going. No, it's nothing.
It was completely consensual.
It's salty as fuck.
Yeah, just seeing a big, basically block of salt.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was on a pedestal though. It was. I feel like it was elevated a little bit. Yeah,
probably.
You know, but yeah, same thing. And that's when I learned what the hell a salt lick was.
Did you taste it?
I don't think I did.
Huh. Sea coal?
Because I think I'd remember if I did.
I didn't like it. My uncle
I might have
did.
Had an uncle who did the show.
See? Yeah. See?
Those uncles. They love that salt.
Crazy uncles. But yeah. This week we were hanging out in the backyard. This was on Saturday. No, Friday night.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Saturday.
No, it was Friday.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter. Because I didn't work the next day. I got smashed.
So, oh, that's right, it was Friday.
And so we're hanging out in the backyard, and we did a little fire back there, and Nancy and Elijah came over, and we gazed up into the sky, and there they were, the Northern Lights.
Wow.
It was, apparently, it was a pretty fucking crazy solar storm we had. I mean, people were seeing them as far south as Utah.
Oh, yeah.
So when you got out to Double Ditch, were they any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, much better. Did I show you some of the photos I got?
No.
Oh, I'll show you.
I was intending on viewing them, and yeah. I was like, oh, okay. But I gotta get up, you know, at like midnight or two.
Yeah,
a.m.
it was pretty fucking late.
Yeah, and by the time, like, I usually get woken up by the dog who wants to go pee at like 2:30 a.m. So she woke me up, and I was like, okay, I'll go. Look at the northern lights, and then I decided, screw that, I would like to go back to bed, and I did it promptly and went to bed.
So,
but I guess my motivation wasn't strong enough to go and actually view the northern lights, especially leave my house to do it.
Yeah.
Well, on Friday when he seen them in the backyard, like I had said to Elijah, he's like, are you going to be up late tonight? I was like, probably till 1.
Yeah.
And so at 1, I went inside, ran downstairs because I left my wallet and my phone down here. And I came back upstairs, and Taylor's shouting at me, Cole, you got to come see this. And I looked up, and it was pretty cool. Even though we were in town, you could see them pretty well.
Yeah.
And those guys all left to go look at them at Double Ditch, and I had to go to bed because I had to go to work early the next day. Well, I got off work the next night, and I called my brother Shay, and he's like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm over at Alex's house. You want to come over? I was like, yeah, sure. So like, I was like, I just got to take a quick shower. I'll be over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I jump in the shower, get out, I'm drying off, and he's calling me again. I go, what's up? He goes,
you got to see the Northern Lights.
No, he goes, I go, what's up? He goes, dude, they're doing some kind of fucking drum circle thing here. I don't know how long I can handle this. Like, do you just want to have one beer and leave? I was like, yeah, sure. So we have one beer. We go down to Lucky's. We have a second beer, and then he's like, I want to go home. I was like, that's cool. So I start taking him home, and I look out of the window, and we're in town over by Lucky's where it's really bright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Half the sky is fucking green and waving, like it's moving in waves and shit. And we're watching this thing the entire time until we get to his house, and we just sat in the backyard looking at it, and he's like, I got to go wake up Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And so he runs inside. He's inside for about 30 seconds, and they just go off like a light switch just flicked off.
Yeah.
So he woke her up in the middle of the night for nothing.
Oh, well.
Mushrooms wore off.
I had
so I will say this.
Yeah.
The pictures that I got, say what you will about the iPhone.
Okay.
But the iPhone has incredible cameras.
Okay.
Okay. So these were the shots that I got. Now, Nancy and Elijah tried with their phones, could not get them.
It's funny because if you didn't tell me this was like the Northern Lights, I would assume you just took a shitty photo of I don't know.
Like, so it's now, if you scroll through, so if you enhance the photo a little bit, just not a lot. I mean, you can just see Jesus. Pretty much, you can bump up the contrast and just mess around with saturation a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
You can really get some fucking cool shit. Like, right. And that was what you know. That's out of the camera, just enhanced a little bit.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. It would have been roughly, I want to say 25 years ago would have been the last time I saw the Northern Lights.
Sure.
And at that time, I drove to the end of North Washington.
Oh, okay.
Because it used to actually end and there wasn't a neighborhood. It ended on like a T, and now it keeps going for another
It does.
Yeah, another mile or development.
Yeah,
bunch of people.
Yeah, that used to be like the edge of town, and that's where I had went and was able to view it. So I don't know how it seems like it is more so on the rare occurrence where you get a good solar storm or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I guess I feel like I have seen it in person with my own eyes once.
Yeah,
and then now I just see everyone else's photos. But I did hear on Facebook there, someone had posted, "Don't come to Double Ditch. It's packed. There's cars. You can't find a spot to park." And the photo they had taken was of just people standing in a field staring at the Northern Lights, and it looked to me like there was an alien invasion coming.
Oh, cool.
You know, because it's just the backs of people and everyone is viewed looking towards the sky in the exact, like,
it's kind of like Oklahoma and tornadoes. You know, everybody walks out, so what the fuck is this? Yeah, oh, you just
stare.
But yeah, we drove out to Double Ditch. There were quite a few people, but it wasn't. Like, we found a spot right away, and people were coming and going.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How long did you stare at it, do you think?
I'd say, like, 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, just got some photos and moved on with our lives. But it is a really cool experience. I still think that I remember seeing, and this could be my childhood memory, but it was 1 year we had gone duck hunting, and it was we were staying in the camper at my aunt and uncle's farm at Devil's Lake. So it's way far up north. And I had to take a piss. So I walked outside and just the pictures looked like when you enhance them. Like, that's how vivid and bright they were. And it was wild.
But you were looking at it with a child's eyes.
But I was looking at it with a child's eyes.
So that was probably approximately 25 years ago.
Probably, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
We probably saw the same Northern Lights there.
Exactly.
And you know what, Cole? There was no Facebook. There was no internet to tell me anything. So I just went outside and said, "Oh, my God. It's happening.
Oh, my.
It's happening." And it didn't. Nothing happened. So anyway, that's my Northern Lights story.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah. Good intentions. Now, we had went to the Bad Night Parade, and then I was thinking, okay.
Did the boy play in the parade?
Of course he did.
Cool.
Yep.
Would he play the triangle?
And skin this flute. One. He's the only skin flute player.
Does he got a solo?
Yeah. He can only pull it off once, but
he's got to last a long time. A long time.
He plays the quads is what. He's played the last few years here. Yeah.
What songs were they playing? Because I heard from Elijah that some kids were playing the Star Wars and some kids
he was
doing...
talking about the Mandan Parade where that was happening. You were drinking at that point.
They
were talking about the last time that they went to the Mandan Band-Aid Parade.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't even know Mandan did a Band-Aid Parade.
Apparently they do.
What the heck? I think they only played High Hopes.
High Hopes for Living.
Yeah. That burn.
Yeah, that burn.
Yep.
Sorry.
That was it. And we really just, because we got there like an hour before the parade started. and parked up at like the Capitol. So we never left the Capitol lawn. We just were at like the very beginning of the parade.
That's when the good shit's happening.
We got lots of candy. They were fully stocked on candy up there. So I didn't really actually...
Were you like just fucking boxing out kids?
I was wondering, because Adam, you don't have any youngsters anymore.
No, it's strange because the kids who were throwing candy were very eager to throw candy right at the beginning. And since I was like right on the edge, they were just like handing me. So I got every flyer from every politician, every handout. I got a comb from Marcy Combs.
I don't know what she's running for. Pissed if she handed me a comb. I'd said, fuck you, bitch. Even if I agreed with all of your politics, you're going to hand me a comb?
I think there was one other.
Me a comb?
I think the other option might have been a do-rag.
Now, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I knew it.
A politician.
Handing out do-rags to white people in North Dakota.
Cool. I mean, it's a bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off here at the polls.
We're going to find out that this lady lost in a landslide.
But I didn't really hear. I knew what Logan was playing, so I heard like the very beginning of that song, and I was like, "Oh yeah, they're playing High Hopes." I remember he had told me that's what they were gonna do. But otherwise, I didn't. I basically heard just the cadences of every band because we were that close where they usually just kick on the cadence and then kick on the song. You know,
download. Is the cadence the drum? Is that what that is?
Yeah, just the intro of the drums and in between. While they're playing, so I don't think the drummers ever really stop.
Yeah, they got to keep going and go. They're like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. That's why he's got a drum.
So they go down. So they go down 6th Street. Do they go?
They turn and come back up 4th.
They go down Avenue C. Oh, okay,
C and back up 4th.
So when I was a kid, we lived on 6th and C. So we always got to front row seats to the parade.
When I marched.
I probably saw you.
In the parade. You probably did.
I probably saw you.
I swear we just went down 6th straight down to Kirkwood Mall.
And you would have gone down.
You would have had to turn onto 5th because at one point on Main Street to cross the railroad tracks. Otherwise, you'd have to walk.
There you go.
Otherwise, you'd have to walk through a building.
So yes, okay. Correct. So maybe we went down. Whatever. Yep. But we ended at Kirkwood Mall.
Yeah, I remember it was kind of a big snafu around these parts when they were trying to determine a new parade route because the trains were sick of having to reroute for fucking parades.
Yeah.
It's like, it's two a year, you fucks, but apparently they have to get going. And I thought it would have been easier maybe, or it would have been cool to reroute to 7th. That way they could have gone under the bridge. Mm. But... probably can't do that with a one-way because of fires and emergency routes. Yeah, fucking liberals and their emergency snow routes and shit. Yeah, anyway. So
wow,
fuck
the parades
kids.
Aren't in the winter.
That's what I'm saying. Let the kids have a
parade.
There
used to be a winter parade. The light parade used to be.
Yes, they did.
And then they got rid of like the lights in the park, I think, didn't they? And because that was basically
the
whole
Christmas goal. That's where I made so much money for Boy Scouts.
Your hot chocolate.
Yeah, selling hot chocolate. My friend's mom came up with the idea of strapping up big those big like almost Gatorade sort of water dispensers with hot chocolate, and we would put them on wagons and. Take them down the parade route, and then we make a shitload of money for our Boy Scout accounts, and then use those to pay for like snowboarding trips and like camping trips and shit.
Nice.
Oh yeah, snowboard. Huff Hills.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah. Do you think? I don't know what you guys said.
I want to hear your theory.
My theory is
might be similar to Cole's.
Sounds like bullshit. I don't know why they would decide to go to a year-to-year. Lease. Why would that anyone who has all this like structure built up there suddenly want to worry about? Obviously, that's why they didn't go forward with being there. But I feel like maybe either a new owner will appear suddenly.
From what Cole was telling me, is that they're planning on there. The talks are as a new owner, Like an Aspen type situation. No, with,
that's a theory. That wasn't.
You mean like a ski school movie or whatever?
But my theory was
timeshares.
my theory was that maybe the people who own the land, already have another client lined up to take over. So they were doing whatever they could to get the Hoff Hills people the fuck out of there.
Maybe.
And by going to a year-to-year lease, you know, then that would piss them off, and then they would, leave.
Well, they must have figured their land has a better premium. I mean, they could charge the next person. I don't know. It just seems like if in the end. It just turns into like
nothing
pasture for cows or something. It would be quite sad.
It'd be quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, and I was asking, you know, is it Cole was saying it's probably too steep for cows, but maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. There's plenty of cows in the area, so I think a cow can walk up a hill. There's a lot of flat spots. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
Maybe the alpacas then. You know, they're used to hills.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, anyway, it will be sad. Not that I've really been there for a long time, but when I was in my teens, I was, like, out there all the time.
That's what Cole was saying.
Yeah, snowboarding. I had my season pass. But at that time, we also had winters that, like...
That's true.
Where we got real snow. And and now I could understand them.
Maybe there's snow.
I wouldn't even, with the rough years that they've had, I would think that would be the reason why they closed down, not because of the lease thing.
I could see them being behind on payments or like, what are you going to do? There's no snow. What are you going to do?
I don't think so, because if they were behind on payments, then the whole year-to-year thing wouldn't even be an option.
Sure. Yeah.
It'd be like, you haven't paid us, so fuck you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Maybe something will come out of it. But yeah, sorry, you guys already talked about it. So.
Oh no, I was interested in a fresh perspective.
Oh,
I like the timeshare theory though. I really do.
Okay, yeah, I want the big Aspen investor who comes in who tries to push out the little guy.
What was that from Elk Cold?
No, that kind of.
That's why I say Ski School. I feel like was the name of it.
Better Off Dead.
Ski Patrol.
Wasn't Better Off Dead? That was a ski movie too, right?
I don't know, but I don't...
That was John Cusack.
But that one was just, he was a skier, and he was just basically going to race the...
A fucking weird bully movie guy
or whatever that his girlfriend was falling for.
But it was good.
Yeah, fun one. I mean, I'm pretty sure it starts off with him trying to kill himself in the garage right away. And then he's like, oh, wait, what am I doing? And his mom like... opens the garage door and he gets like kicked off the bucket. He's standing on his hanging there. Like, ah! He's like, pretty good. Pretty good movie. And then, Booger snorts the snow and he's like, it's pure. It's like, this is the purest I've ever had. Snorts it like cocaine.
Uh-huh. You know, I kind of want to watch Out Cold now, though, too.
I haven't watched Out Cold for
Elijah
years.
Has it.
It's a good fucking movie.
I gotta believe it's streaming on something. But
I know Elijah has it. It's with all those movies I gave him.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Went kayaking today.
Oh.
It's man, the fucking river is low. I went on Apple Creek.
I thought you were going to say, the fucking river is lit. And I was going to call you stupid for saying that. But
I wouldn't say lit.
The fucking river is lit.
Apple Creek and the Missouri River are very, very low. But I seen a shitload of turtles, a bunch of geese, baby geese too, ducks, and I saw a bald eagle that was flying really low.
Nice.
Like probably 35 feet over, maybe 40 feet over.
Checking
our heads.
Out some fish, man.
I've been seeing a lot of bald eagles within the last few years.
Yeah.
Here. It's crazy. And are they still on the endangered list?
Yeah.
Not around here. There's plenty of them.
Good. We should hunt them.
You can't even possess a feather.
Let alone a whole bird, Cole.
Yeah. You can't shoot the whole bird.
You don't possess it. You eat it.
Oh.
feathers
so
at all.
So you only have it temporarily.
It's only you're only renting it.
You run it through your processing plant, and then it's gone.
When you eat an eagle, you don't own it. You just rent it.
I see. Well, you do that. You do you.
Well, I see what I found.
Oh, he's got feathers. Oh, yeah. I was waiting. What?
I found a big ass rubber ducky.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
I told him to give it to Fritz.
I suppose it's a marking buoy for something.
That's probably a fun.
Now it's a bath toy for me.
That's cool.
I think it's bigger than my head.
I think it's a cool find.
Fritz likes it too.
Smoker season has started for me.
You're smoking stuff.
Oh yeah. So for Mother's Day, I smoked ribs and sausage.
I thought you were gonna say a fat joint.
With my homies,
fat
yes.
Fucking joint, man.
Oh, that's a smoking you referred to.
Oh,
yes.
No,
oh yeah.
Well, I thought. Okay, well, go on.
Blunt. Yeah. Now I did ribs and nice. Sausage, and I made some like cheese stuffed peppers wrapped in bacon, and I did a mac and cheese.
Happy
and I did
Mother's
that.
Mother's Day to you.
I did that yesterday and sent food containers to the grandmas.
How did it go?
Good.
It's good.
It's delicious. And then I had today off, so I stopped over at Family Fair, and in their clearance bin, they had a bunch of like chicken seasoned chicken wings and drumsticks.
Smoke them.
I threw them in the smoke. I fired up the smoker again, and I threw those in while nice. I got crap out of the attic to do a rummage sale. So now my garage is full of shit.
Oh.
But it smells great.
And it smells like smoke, I'm sure.
When are you doing your rummage sale?
Friday is the plan.
Ooh.
And if I can avoid doing it on the actual weekend, I would like that. So
it's kind of like working.
Try to just do it all day Friday till Friday evening, and hopefully I feel that I sold enough crap.
Tell people your address.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. 40. Actually, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I too, have wanted to try, but you can't use a high smoke temp. Apparently, you have to use low smoke, but like a smoked cheddar or some sort of smoked cheese.
Oh, sure.
But you have to do low temperature smoking, which I've never heard, I don't know.
Well, I don't think you'd like it.
Why?
Because you tried that añejo that mezcal tequila in San Jose, and you just didn't like it.
I don't like smoky beverages. I like smoky cheese. I like smoky meats. I like smoky. I didn't think smoky.
Dude, we never even brought that. We were at this fucking bar in San Jose, so we're going to this cash bar every night because it was fucking cheap. And on one of the last nights there, Taylor's like, hey, can we go to like an expensive cocktail bar?
I just said a cocktail because I remember that one guy had mentioned, one of our Lyft drivers had mentioned this cocktail.
Oh, he also mentioned that if we wanted to dance, that was the place to go. And Taylor's like, let's go there.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to dance.
Anyways,
well,
so,
to be fair, Cole, we're in the Bay Area. Two dudes. One's a bear. The other guy is not a bear. This guy's like,
you guys want to dance?
Oh, it's like, hey, the bear and the twink. All right,
yep.
That's what the guy was thinking.
So wait,
that's what happened.
Which one am I and which one are you?
Did you
we'll let the listeners decide.
Did you have this Uber driver on call? Was he? Was he your guy? Did you have him for multiple rides?
No,
I just think he'd be interested.
Is that interesting? A thing?
I wonder why not.
I've never.
Like,
had...
You did a great job. We want you.
I've never, when I'm in a bigger city,
I've never
not,
seen
not
the
even
same
here,
guy
I've
twice.
Never seen the same guy
I
twice.
Would just think
but
if you're
no,
in
we,
like a,
we go,
a similar neighborhood that you sure. might run end up with the same
wait,
guy.
Wait, we go to this fucking cocktail bar, and like every drink is $16 mm-hmm. or more.
Yeah.
And whatever he got tasted like a Jolly Rancher that had been infused with a used cigar, and mine wasn't any better. I like mezcal.
Uh-huh.
I like a little bit of smoky tequila. That shit was too much. It was smoky. It was sweet. It was all over the fucking place. It was disgusting.
Someone had brought over a bottle of mezcal.
Yeah,
to my house years ago, and I remember having some of that and liking it to straight up gasoline. Okay. Yeah, that's what I got out of it. I was like, this is not. I like tequila just fine.
I don't mind
mezcal.
Tequila.
I do not like.
You know, we went to this arcade bar that was there, and they had this thing called the Purple Yoshi, and it was an ube infused, or no, it was a pineapple infused tequila with ube, which is a purple potato, which I love ube, or what else do they call it? Is it ube? Whatever.
Is a purple potato?
Right. It's like a sweet potato, like a purple sweet potato.
Oh, okay.
Taro. That's another similar flavor. So anyway, this was a purple Yoshi, and it was purple, and it had a tequila. It had the tequila flavor, but everything in that drink was so balanced, and it tasted so good.
It was good.
It was so
good.
It
was like a dessert. Like one of those dessert beverages you would get at Big Boy.
Yeah, kind of.
Like a purple cow, but with alcohol, sure. And right. It was delicious.
But it wasn't overly sweet, and it wasn't like...
Not too much booze in there.
It was really well-balanced.
So you could get in trouble with that kind of
drink. Oh, that
drink.
One you could. So yeah. It was funny. So we went back a night or two later. I said, I got to get that purple Yoshi again. And here they're like, oh, sorry, that's only sold at the mini bar.
And that's
weekends.
Only open, yeah, like Fridays
like,
and
fuck
Saturdays.
Fuck you, this is your best. So I had a couple
it's
of drinks
best.
There, and they were not as good. No. As,
what was that thing that I got, that weird, like, end of the world sort of, had that weird end of the world sort of name? I don't remember.
The Rapture?
I don't know. There was something, it was, that was pretty good there, but. I don't know that I'd get two of them for that price. But.
Hell no. And those were really expensive drinks, too.
Yeah, those were all $16 as well.
It's expensive to drink there in San Jose, man, I tell you.
Yeah, I believe it.
So if you're looking to drink, just buy. And it was so funny because we had stopped at this this liquor store. No, it was a convenience store. It wasn't even a liquor store.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like this corner store. And they had 3 pounders for $10.
No, they weren't pounders. They were 24 ounces.
Yeah, they're the 24 ounces for $10. I'm like, shit.
So we would
let's
go
just
out to,
drink here.
We'd go out to the bar and have a few drinks, get a little tipsy, and then we'd go back to the hotel, sit in the lobby, and get fucked up. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, I was thinking, Cole, I've been on the road a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with my trip to Kansas, my trip to Omaha, Nebraska. 2 trips for work, 1 trip for pleasure.
Wait, was that like to Thailand or something?
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
No, I'll say this. I hate flying, mm-hmm. And not for the normal reasons. You know, I'm afraid of it. No, I just hate it because of what it is.
Wait, I told Taylor this. I told Taylor this joke the other day. I want to tell it to you.
Okay.
Why is having a threesome with 2 Thai chicks the same as winning the lottery?
Okay, why?
Because there's 6 matching balls.
The lottery! Right. I got it.
Taylor just gets it now.
He said that joke. I like how he tells me, I told this joke to Taylor. I think I was present.
It went right over his head.
Right
it
over.
Did. It really
I was
did.
So drunk.
It really did. Elijah wound up explaining it. So.
Yeah. So I hate flying. And just because of... And I'm sure Cole can attest to this. It's just that hurry up and wait. You know, it's like,
oh yeah,
all right, get on the plane. You got to get seated, and now you got to fucking wait. You got to wait on a fucking layover, and you're just at the mercy of these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a necessary evil in our time, but it's just like
when you have the time constraint, they'll get you there faster than other modes.
I would rather drive. I think.
I am, that's the boat I float in.
Unless I'm, okay, think about this. A trip to Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be like 6-hour drive. 6 hours there, 6 hours back, that's 12 hours. You have to be at the airport at least 2 hours early. It's an hour, I don't know. And plus it's gonna cost probably about the same, if not even more for a flight. I don't know. I'm just not seeing the value in flying at all.
Sure. I don't know.
I see the value in flying, like, say, when we went to California.
If but we, on the way back, we got fucked.
Yeah, we got fucked. But, I mean, I think it was a bigger deal to you than it was to me.
I was, a little bit. I mean, it was...
To me, it was like, okay, I have an unscheduled day off and no one at work is mad at me. And for you, it was like, well, I took this day off just because
I got back.
Yeah. Just because I wanted a day off between my vacation and going back to work while I'm at home.
That is a true life hack.
I really do love that. But like, I don't know. say we had driven to California. We'd have been missing.
We'd have been there for one fucking day.
Because
we would have got to like Yellowstone. We would have just said, fuck it, let's just stay here.
I wouldn't ever stay
in. We're not Yellowstone, but
Yellowstone isn't great. Yellowstone is like being at the airport because it's a lot of being in a line in a car.
It's another hurry up and wait sort of thing. He just went at the wrong
time. Oh, what? I'm at Old Faithful? I guess I better hurry up and wait the 45 minutes until it goes off again.
I could be jacking off. You're supposed to have my own Old Faithful.
You're supposed to crawl in and see what happens. Uh-huh.
It's
warm water.
It's like a super bidet, an ultra life ending bidet.
I am all about the road trip if your allotted time,
yeah,
if it allows, because I like to be able to set aside. I have X amount of time to get there, mm-hmm. and X amount of time to get back home. And if you give yourself a few days for driving, it's really nice because then you can just choose one day to be like, I'm going to make it an easier driving day. I will do a longer time tomorrow. But then you also get to see more of the country. You get to stop. Yeah. Basically anywhere you want.
Yeah.
You want to see the stupid roadside attractions? You can.
And we did, Cole. when we rented that car in Santa Cruz, we went and saw the Bigfoot Museum.
See? There you go.
See?
Yes. And that's the highlight of your trip.
Thank God we didn't have to pay for that.
I'd have been really mad if I would have had to pay for that piece of shit. But I will say this. It was a really cool free thing,
yeah.
Just to see a bunch of memorabilia from like 80s sitcoms,
yeah. What, like Harry and the Hendersons?
Well, yeah, a few of those.
There is a Harry and the Hendersons jean jacket.
Wow, I think there was a an elf,
because he's a Bigfoot.
Yeah, it doesn't stand for alien life form. Elf stands for I'm a Bigfoot.
I'm a Bigfoot.
It makes sense.
No, a Longfoot.
You know what? That fucking idiot, he totally missed on.
What?
The Bigfoot pizza from Pizza.
Yes, he did.
He blew it. He fucking blew it.
Also, Jack Link's jerky.
Oh, sure.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, you'd think you could find like those paper cutouts that they use for advertising.
Just steal from the fucking grocery store.
Yeah,
he had a whole bunch of comic book bullshit there, but...
Nothing cool.
No beef jerky Bigfoots.
Damn. Yeah, and that's a good Bigfoot. You know, as far as Bigfoots go in pop culture, that's a great Bigfoot.
Why did that particular location have a Bigfoot museum? Is there supposedly sightings in that?
Well, I don't know, and I don't know why they had a Teddy Roosevelt stuffed teddy bear right when you walk in.
I know why. Either. I don't know the answer to that one, but I know why. So, because I asked the guy
why for the
so
for
we
which
were
one?
In the we were in the Redwood Forest.
Okay,
and you know, if it's forested area, Bigfoot's got to be seen, right? Not a bear or anything like that. It's got to be Bigfoot. So anyway.
Does make sense.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. This is so funny.
So I turn around and I said, hey, is this a map of this area?
And he's like, no, that's the maps to the big feet.
No, he's like, yeah, that's a map of this area. I said, and these pins represent the Bigfoot sightings? He said, yep. I said, okay. There's like five.
And he goes, actually, there's a bit more than five, but Taylor goes, well, we were just at Henry Cowell State Park, and we didn't see him there.
I just thought I'd let him know.
Yeah,
it's like Cat in the Hat once said, to find the missing something, you must find out where it's not. And he was not there.
Was there a pin? That someone had seen him there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was the guy. I think the next time we were to go there, Cole, if we were ever to go back, I don't think he'll be alive by then.
Oh no. Oh no, he'll be dead.
Just oxygen tank and just hanging on.
Was he smoking with his oxygen tank?
No, it was indoors. Okay. And it was funny. He's like, "All right, if you guys want to go out back, they've got some more stuff to look at." Which is
did he give you a private tour?
No. So
it's
literally
two rooms, dude. It was literally two rooms.
You walked
still.
Okay, two rooms, but it was almost like a trailer almost.
It was
so
much smaller than a trailer.
Yeah, it was tiny.
Yeah, but two rooms and stuff out back? Come on.
He said, "Hey, there's stuff out back," which is perfect because then we didn't have to go back in and face him again.
I think,
but Cole did attempt to buy a T-shirt that they didn't have his size.
Oh damn!
Yeah, they only had extra large and extra large.
So you got one?
I did not. Oh. I was like, you know, I'm gonna wait for the next big.
I honestly think when he said, "Hey, there's stuff out back," I think he was basically telling us to fuck off.
Maybe.
It was pretty quickly after Taylor's, well, he wasn't there.
He's like, "Well, it's about time we close, boys."
It's about time you guys get the fuck out. Go check out
the
stuff out back.
You hear the lock click.
The chain go over.
Fucking guy said something about no forest. Didn't see Bigfoot over there. God damn it.
I was telling him, Cole. Was that rude of me?
I don't give a shit. I thought it was funny. I was trying not to laugh.
Oh, it's like this map isn't to point out where people haven't seen him.
I'm just like, now you're making me rethink it. Like, oh, was I being like... Was I being rude?
Who gives a shit? Fuck
no,
that guy.
No, I know, but still, like, I wasn't trying to be, so that's pretty funny if he interpreted it as
As long as he had a sense of humor in his brittle old heart, I'm sure.
I think he was a nice guy.
First time. He's probably been there for a while.
Yeah.
Someone said, "Well, I was over there, didn't see him." I've been, somehow I ended up on this Reddit page. It must have been suggested to me, and it's basically like, spot the animal sort of thing. It's like, hey, here's a photo. Do you see the black bear in it? Or where's the bobcat?
Yeah.
Or there's a
snake.
So
it's like wildlife, Where's Waldo?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And like, it takes a long time to find these creatures. And I'm like, well, shit, that's how Bigfoot does it. It just blends in so damn well.
You know, just so well.
Spot the Bigfoot. It's a freaking tree. That's got to be a Bigfoot. Looks like a tree.
He is the tree.
He is the tree.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even with, when you think about, like, those military, what are they called? Guinea suits?
That look
like whatever, reeds and moss. And
ghillie suit.
Ghillie suit.
Guillermo suit?
Guillermo suit, yes. Yeah, like, I mean, if you're not really trying to spot it, and even if you are, they blend in really well. So if you think, like, you got a big creature who's just covered in, like, whatever is around that area, it's gonna blend in. That's why it's so hard to see. You probably were staring at
it. So here's my thinking on all this. I did some research onto a Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh god, have you watched that TV show?
No, not the TV show, but I've read a couple of books and listen to a few podcasts on it. And that to me is the, if there is a Bigfoot, then that's a likely scenario where it's a portal to hell or something. And so, but here's my thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Bigfoot, even though he's coming through the portal to our side, people are spotting him, okay? They see him. He goes back in the portal. How long is this guy out here? I'm going to assume this dude is out here for 2-3 hours at a time. Okay. Or maybe even 8 hours. Let's just assume this guy is on an 8-hour shift coming out of the portal to hell. Okay. This Bigfoot, right?
Okay.
Comes out of the portal.
Okay.
This guy has got to have, I'm thinking from my experience when I go to work sometimes, I work for 8 hours.
Oh, so he's on a shift here.
He's on a shift.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got to take a shit on this shift. He can't. We've never seen any Bigfoot poop. So what I'm thinking is these big feet, or Bigfoots, if you will, have some sort of portal toilet that they have to shit into.
A portable portal toilet.
Yeah. And it just and there's another Bigfoot at the other end collecting it.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's got to go somewhere, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So it's an out there theory, but I do think that these Sasquatches are pooping in portals.
Okay.
That's my thought, because they're on a shift. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're doing it.
I like how he says it's an out there theory. It's like it sounds like some bullshit you just improvised off the top of your head.
Well, I just wonder. I put a lot of thought into this. Don't take this away from me.
So, I wonder.
Yeah.
If I ate,
yeah,
the same
okay,
same but- food as a. A bear. So if I eat, there's like tons of berries and stuff. How close could I get my own poop to look like a bear's poop?
All I'm saying is you go through a portal from hell, or you go to the portal to hell, and you got to eat their berries.
This, when is Bigfoot from hell?
I don't know. It's just it's a theory.
Okay. You know what would be neat? You know how
I'm like, trying to make it make sense. Does it make sense? I don't know.
I think Roger Rabbit, they had it. Whereas, like, you could pull out that little, that floppy
hole.
A black hole and just throw it on a wall. Maybe that's Bigfoot toilet. He's just got a floppy black hole in his in his pocket. He could take out, whip it around a little bit, throw it on a tree.
And just squat. And just
poof, blast. Bigfoots only have explosive diarrhea. So they, that's why you don't see
that's
Bigfoot
what
shit.
That's what happens when all you eat is Jack Link's jerky.
Yeah, it's
Jack
all
Link jerky and some fucking berries you found on the side of the fucking road.
See, that's why you never see Bigfoot shit, because it's blasted. It's like a fertilizer spreader. Just poof, spread all over the place. He doesn't need a black hole.
Yeah.
It's diarrhea. What are you gonna?
It's just. God. I feel sorry for
it's
Bigfoot.
A brown hole.
So maybe Bigfoot only shits in water.
Oh, maybe.
Just takes dumps. He knows that you're down the stream drinking that, and he's gonna stick it to you.
I guess.
You have shigellosis, and it's because of Bigfoot.
That's why California is almost always in a drought.
Because Bigfoot's just, shitting?
Yeah. he's just fucking clogging up the water supply.
His shit is like a sponge. It's just soaking it all up, man. We're just spitballing here.
I'm just, for reason, I'm imagining a giant, like, hairy guy in the forest. And for some reason I picture him going, and that's like, and just like this blast of diarrhea shooting.
Wait, but when
just blasted.
When he's doing it,
you know what's funny?
When he's doing it, how I always imagine it was that he's bending down and grabbing his ankles, and then just.
Yes, but he has to go.
When you said the explosive diarrhea.
And that's, and that's the people think it's a mating call. No, he is just shitting his guts out because all he's eating is
just
berries. Jerky and fucking berries on the side of the road. Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, if you ever see him, let me know.
Yeah. I'm going to send this podcast or these segments to
that old guy.
So he can put.
Hey, why not?
Just play it on repeat in his.
This Bigfoot theory is just as good as any other one.
This
out
is
there.
As good as any that I've heard so far.
Yeah.
So write us if you think we got it wrong, but we didn't. So
nope. It's spot on.
It is. Oh, my God. That was good.
For Comic Cancuzzi, I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor.